Again, let's make ourselves very comfortable where we're seated. And let's give attention to that sense of stability and groundedness. And comfort in the body, comfortable uprightness and alignment. And when you're ready, just close your eyes and bring your awareness within. If you feel unsettled in any way, the mind is very noisy, busy, you feel unsettled in the body, then I would suggest you turn this recording off and do one of the other practices that will help you settle your mind, releasing with the out-breath, shoulder drops, maybe even if we needed we could do some stronger pranayama or even a samasana. When you feel reasonably comfortable and more settled, then come back to the practice. But otherwise, we will continue with the practice. And remember, there is always the option of lying down if you're not comfortable sitting, but if we're able to sit, that is preferred. Your body will, or your energetic body will benefit more from that. So always we weigh up the factors. We weigh up the factors. Okay, so as we relax, let's just tune into the breath. And when we're ready, let's start to activate the Ujjayi breath. Smooth, long, easy breaths. And as you start to gently lengthen the breath, we're going to start moving the prana as if with the flow of the breath. So our awareness is directing the flow of the prana, and we can just feel that the breath and the energy that underlies it is supporting the movement of prana. When you're ready, tune into the Muladhara chakra, the root chakra. Remember that slight difference in men and women, perineum in men, cervix in women. And when you're ready, as you start the in-breath, just feel as if you're drawing prana all the way up the back of the spine, all the way up to the center of the head, and on the exhalation, you're breathing and moving that prana all the way back down to the root chakra, Muladhara. So we're going to continue this circular breathing practice, gently lengthening the breaths, smooth, easy, long breaths, in and out through the nostrils, using the Ujjayi breath if it's comfortable. So inhaling from the root chakra, up the back of the spine, all the way up to Agni Chakra in the center of the head. And then on the exhalation, just moving the prana all the way down the front of the spine, all the way back to Muladhara. Continue in this way. And when you're ready, just see if you can briefly pause at each end of the energy system. Pausing at the end of the in-breath at Agnya, pausing at the end of the out-breath at Muladhara. And as you continue, we're just going to extend the movement a little. See this time whether you can inhale all the way up to the very crown of the head. Pause briefly at Sahasra and exhale all the way down the front of the spine back to Muladhara. Let's do this three times. you finish that last breath, we'll just continue, but this time see whether you can briefly give attention to each of the chakras as you inhale up to the crown of the head and exhale down to Muladhara. It's as little as if the train is just slowing down a little as it moves through station. So it's still moving through, but it just slows down a little at the station, the chakras being the station. So as you start from Muladhara, you're just moving up, you just pass through Swadhisthana briefly, Manipura, Anahata, Vishuddhi, Agnya, coming up to Sahasra and coming all the way back down, and again just passing through each of the chakras. Let's do this 3 times. And when you complete that last breath, we're going to have a taste of using mantra in bringing balance and harmony to the chakras. So in this practice, we'll experience the mantras in at least the first 3 chakras. So, bringing your awareness to the root chakra, Muladhara, just simply be present in that area of the chakra. I'm going to repeat the mantra, the primary mantra for this chakra. Just feel as you hear the vibration. The vibration is helping to align the chakra, the way a tuning fork will vibrate and align with the vibration of another fork nearby, or the entrainment principle, where one vibration will help align another. And as I repeat the mantra, just be very effortless. You can feel it inside, as if you're repeating it effortlessly within, feeling repetition. With the awareness in Muladhara. Lam. 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 Moving up to Swadhisthana. 2 finger widths above, just in the area of the spine, that sacral area behind the genitals. Vam. 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 bring the awareness to Manipura, that area of the navel. Ram. 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 And just to finish off, we'll come to the heart center, Anahata Chakra, the fourth chakra, in that area behind the sternum. Just feel in that space, feel the vibration. Yum. 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 Now just be so present in your whole body, again inhaling from Muladhara all the way up to Sahasrara on the in-breath, exhaling down back to Muladhara. Let's do this 3 times, easy, nurturing breaths. Just feel you're connecting the whole energy system in this central axis, the 2 polarities at Sahasrara and at Muladhara. And then this next breath, just come up on the in-breath to Anahata, the heart chakra, and just abide there, the end of the in-breath. If it's comfortable, just very slowly bring your hands one at a time, place the palms on top of each other over the heart center, and just simply be present in the space of the heart center. Feel who you really want to be in your life. Who you want to be for your loved ones. For those around you. Feel who you want to be. I really choose to bring the energy of the heart more and more into life. More love, compassion, joy, beauty. Really choose that. I choose to love. I choose to connect, to tune into others, to feel their pain, to feel their joy and happiness. I want to really connect with others. I want to connect with nature. I want to feel more beauty. I choose that. And then just relaxing the hands into the prayer position, Anjali Mudra. And let's bow our head to our heart. This is the great gift to connect those two, head and heart. And let's really feel our common source, our common connection, that magnificent essence within all things. Let's bow to that. And in doing that, feel its awakening in us and in those around us. Namaste. And you can either take your time to very slowly come out of the practice, or if you prefer, you could go into a little meditation.